Daf Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph. Choytze Tzoyin Choytze. To Rabbi Huda, the Amr who says when they strike Tefillah, but Almahi, that the reason he's going to the mikvah is only because he wants to remember if he has any other tumah him. Possible b'chatzitza k'shar tefilos. Does if he has chitza is invalidated to tefilah. Although perhaps came in the ball elul has kira alotum yishana. Perhaps since it's only coming to remind him about any old tumah he might have. Alol tarpo he bought. It's not coming to make him tahor. Lo possible b'chatzitza. Then having a chatzitza, the barrier will not invalidate. Shmabili in tefilah zu with regard to this tefilah b'tzarch litvul. He's going to have to go to the mikvah in bala haknas echad meivor of lazer. He's planning on putting one of his limbs into the azara. Baal Shiasak and the Ruka lifter asked him the tefillah in order to exempt himself from the tefillah. Yamul chutzlazer, and he'll stand outside the azar. Yoshi yodel lefnim, he's gonna stick his hand in this problem with lefnim because he just said before in the Gemara that shmobia mixes a shmobia. Ayin the rashash. Yishchud, he's gonna shecht me miftar b'hochi. When the tefillah is he exempts himself from the tefillah, although perhaps by tefillah he or perhaps he doesn't need tefillah. The carbon, in fact, that the carbon is kosher, that's not a question. He's standing outside the base of shechting, he's still kosher. The carbon, why the time of the price is the animal has to be in front of Hashem, meaning inside the Azar, but not the person shechting it. The Machmer, that he's stringent in this, they say that every person does not need tefillah. Legavoit hanichnas lo that you're going inside the azar. Einetim imenu ba ma'amas ha'mayim lebeis tefillah shar ha'mayim shalochayma. From this place in Eitum is where the stream comes to the base of tefillah, which is on shar ha'mayim on top of the wall. With the inyan ha'mikrois, Rashi says it goes away that the sukkim right nearly. It seems to him shehu ma'ayin me niftarech. It's a ma'ayin called me niftarech. Omer b'sefer Yeshu, which is mentioned in sefer Yeshu, which is misham ha'gvul. So from there the border goes, starts to descend to both east and west. That's Eretz Yisrael. And the Mesirat Rashi changes to Hagavoya Chol Eretz Yisrael. That's the highest point in Eretz Yisrael. And this statement of advice, Mishnah Armin, the Zochim, we say, and Zochim suffer the Mivni of the base of Midish by Neitim. They thought to bring the build of base of Midish in Neitim army, and they said, Nachti Beiport, you have to go down a little bit. The Chesiv, as it says, will make Sefer Shachin, that the Shechin is in between the shoulders. The Shemini Mine, we learn from Gavoya Minakol. That is higher than everywhere else. Well, Pirish Menolei, let's explain where it is. Pirish Leibai, how can this how Leibai is explaining it here? Kvei Mekaka Ezaro, Esther Meshul Shamos, Kamidus Kvei Asharimai, like the height of the water gate. Ubinyan Kli Shel Shamos, Mulu Maila, and the Binyan of the Kli, three Amos above it. Kli has to be loved off. Lahaksek Arbom So, the whole Abarm So, she yes, Shelamayim, Alos Lahar, Shugavom, and Bachmash, and Ibn Shamos, because it's impossible the water to go up into the mountain, which would be higher than the place where it is coming from. Chutz Michel Ulam Shigavoy Arbon Barochlo Esrim, that its height of its gate door is 40 amos and its width is 20 amos. Lamed Aleph Omid Beis Vayka Amo Ovi Tikro Al Chalal Shar, the thickness of the roof on top of the open space of the Shar. Ama Maziv Shel Tet of the cement Vachol and sand Gubol Yacha, which is mixed together. Lio Samayim Noichin Shana to know that the word should rest here. Levad excluding Omek Chalal Shalosh Amos Shechashafta, excluding the actual open in the actual airspace of the three amos that you made as part of your calculations. The mashu avdilei tikra shalhem, the roof of them shavodas hayoyim bebig debut sheish hayoyim alav avoyde shehiv bebig debut, he has avoided doing his linen garments lefi she'in the rugel l'sharis below yishmoinu, since he's not usually commonly serving without the eight begotten, the Yeshman Shilzov, and of those eight begotten, the ones which are going, for example, Tzitz, the Choshen, and the Eifod, Ubamoyne, and Me'il, and the bells of the Me'il, the Rashi does not mention the Avdei. My sees in the Mishnah, in the Stapeg, Mesatik, and Lentis, is going to himself up in the towel, Shalbeged, it's a cloth, Lusbeg, Mayim, Shalbeser, to absorb the water on his skin. In the Stapeg, in the Skanek, is going to dry and wipe himself. The Kiddush Yodav, Rer Aglam, in the Kir, from the Kir, the Yodav, the Kamenus, we'll learn later, Shazach, Lekol, Chalipos, Big Day, Hayoyim, Kiddush, Lipshita, the Kiddush, the Levisha. Every time he's switching the clothing on the Yom Kippur, he has to wash his hands when taking off the clothing, and he has to wash his hands when putting on the new clothing. The Tefillah Rishayna, and the Tefillah Rishayna Zushab Shita Shabig Dechol, he is the first time he goes to the mikveh, that's when he's taking off his non-sanctified clothing. Lo Hutzuch L'Kadosh El Pshita, he does not need to wash his hands when taking off the clothing. Kartzu, Mefarshim Gomorrah, will explain to the Gomorrah, Umirik Acher V'Gomar, Kohen Acher Shechita, and another Kohen is going to finish the Shechita. Lefi, the reason that is why the reason they do this is Shein Kabul Sadam Ksheret Elo B'Kohen Gadol. The receiving of the catching of the ball, it has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. But Sarech Lamayel L'Kabul, it's got to quickly go and catch it. Al Yodol B'Shvilo, on his behalf. Kamo Kaitzi Zadam, the Atzvo, that person is going to cut on his own. Inami, alternative Shach Sal Yodol, why Sal Yodol mean? Lashon Acher afterwards. With Samachol and right close to him. Closely, right afterwards. Harbe Yesh b'Sefer Ezra, as many times as that's mentioned in that way in his Sefer Ezra. Al Yodoi is Hichsik Pleni Esach Chaymali, who is holding up the wall. Keter Shal Shachar He Hoyisa Kreva. The Gemara refers. Gemara will explain. Bechame Lo Yichamim Berav Yom Kippurim. They heat up the wall on Erev Yom Kippur. Matilim Bo Yom Kippur. The Soich Chakak Bini Beset Filas. And they're going to pour it in on Yom Kippur into this hole. This carved out area in the building of where he goes to the mikvah. Shetapik Heimer miyad sinasal to change the its coldness, but mix us a little bit. Kamo b'yipak libo, like it says in the pasuk yipak libo, or in the Gemara pigin taimon and reicha lo nomar. That's the changing. But tagarim the reicha lo pog, it didn't leave change. Gemara, the Gemara. Rabbanan and Talmidei the Rapapa Amro Kachlofan, the students of Rapapa said this in front of him. Ha Masdis in this Mishnah, the Lo Tananba Shnei Kiddushin between the Rishon, and that's it, he has to wash his hands twice, wash his hands and feet twice by the first going to the Mikvah. The Lo Karimir, it's not like Karimir, the Polig, the Masdis, and they argue the Mishnah between the Shnei by the second Tfilo, at the Rabbanan, he argues, Shehoi Makdimin Kiddush Lubshito. They say that he first washes his hands and feet before he takes off his clothing. And Rabbi Meir holds that first day he takes off his clothing and then washes his hands and feet. Not, so Mishnah says, Rabbi Meir says, Pasha Bekiddush, he takes off his clothing and washes his hands and feet. We see from that this really, and he holds the Shnei Kiddushin Shehutzuk HaKosov, the beggar that do washing hands and feet that the Pasuk, the Torah obligates between each garment to the old Kaimon, as we're going to learn later, Tarvayim Mishum Lufishas Begadim HaMizchalf and Tachos HaRishayim Hu. Both of them are because of he's wearing the new change of clothing that he's putting on. The Kaimon Masnis, and the Mishnah said, Love the Kabbalah, saying not like him. Tonight, that's how we say it. Why do you Rabbi Meir? So Rabbi Meir, but feel the Rishayin and Nami in the Bayit Cherei Kiddushi. Even by the first time he goes to the Mikvah, he's going to need to wash his hands twice. The whole Big Day Kiddushi Ubal Lubosh, because he's coming to Pahal Big Day Kiddush. Chad, a Pshita, Hilvach, therefore, Hocha, the Pshita, the Big Day Cholhi, now that he's taking off the non-sanctified garments, Lo Boy Kiddush, he doesn't need to wash his hands. The Pshita, Hocha, Gabi, Tfilu, Shnin, and here by the second going to the Mikvah, in the Chalak, Rabbi Meir, the Rebbe Meir argues the Hakdim Shita the Kiddush. He first takes off his clothing and then washes his hands and feet. Lav Mishum the Zuv the Kiddush Rishayin is not because he holds that the first Kiddush Girsam Reb Salo Regensburg changes Shilufnei Kol Tvilo Machmas Lavishavol. It's not because the first Kiddush it's before each going to the mikvah because of putting on garments. Elo b'gzeres hakasav pligi, he's arguing gzeres hakasav. U'pashas v'rachatz v'rachatz v'lovash u'pashas this big day abad u'asher lovash lo t'pasuk. So the pasuk came right afterwards. It says the pasuk v'rachatz v'sar b'mayim v'makom kadosh v'lovash v'dugad v'hitel. Okay, v'hitel hakasav v'chitzav v'mshita lovish. And the pasuk puts washing in between taking off and putting on. V'hai v'rachatz tershinan l'kaimah. Now v'rachatz will be a jershal later on. In kiddush, it's talking about washing your hands and the kohen washing his hands and feet. V'afidim minay. And we learn from it, trei kiddush, that there's two washing the hands and feet. The shanina v'rochatz abu pashat v'alavash abu lavash. Because when we say the word v'rochatz is referring to both taking off the clothing and putting on the new ones. Giluk siv v'rochatz shrezim. It's as if it says the word is written the word v'rochatz twice. Remeir sever makish kiddush pshita lo kiddush alavisha. You compare the washing hands from taking off your garments to the washing hands and feet by putting on your garments. Ma lavisha loyve. Just like when putting on you first you dress v'achar kach mekadesh and then afterwards you wash your hands and feet. Kiddush hasheni. The second kiddush, you can read the comments will say later. I call Maidin be kiddush. Shane, everyone agrees by the second washing hands and feet. Kishu lovush the kaddish that he does when he's wearing the garments. We all follow mekorim and learn from pasuk. Af kiddush shel pshito. So too the kiddush washing hands and feet of taking off the garments. Poishet achach mekaddish. He first takes off his garments and then washes his hands and feet. Rabbanan Sarvin, Rabbanan hold malavisha kishu lovush mekaddish. Just like when putting on the garments, he is ready dressed when he washes his hands and feet. The liberi call kiddush basar is achalavisha, and everyone holds that the second washing of hands and feet is after he got dressed. Apshita soto when he's taking off the garment kishu lovush begodim shehu bal lovshet mekaddish rachachvoshet. Soto when he's still wearing the garments which he has to take off, that's when he washes his hands and feet, and then he takes them off. the garments. When we want to samarta the little matzah from here at tefillah rishayin and tray kedushin, and the mayor does not obligate you by the first mikvah to wash hands and feet twice. But tanya the gam tefillah rishayin and tanya, and so to the and also the first going from mikvah is being mentioned. With the little mitzvah kolay rabbanon elachad kiddush, the rabbanon only obligate him to wash his hands and feet once. At the time of the remains, it must be the reason the remains mishul b'kasever tervai or mishul b'kadam mishul lo b'shul, that the reason why he has to wash in his hands and feet twice is both because of the garments he's coming to put on. Amelo itanya behenya explicitly the mitzvah kolay trei kiddushin, that he's going to obligate you two times to wash your hands and feet by the first mikvah. Tanya it's said over umahi ikal lamash from the time of the remains mishul tervai lo b'shul, and from that you can understand that the reason Rabbi Meir is because by both of them, both of the washing hands and feet, both times, is going on the getting dressed. If he had not found the tzlus b'raisa, we would not have seen this from the machlekes by the second going to mikvah, the mastisin, ikalafushi kanaminu, because you would have been able to explain the Mishnah like I explained it to you.